This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm really super excited to have him back on here because I want to find out what's going on with this flagship product out in Forest Kerr project in Canada. We're talking about Avon Resources. We're also talking about Jim Pettit. He is the CEO of that company. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ABN.V. They also trade here in America on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABNAF. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You know, last time you were on the show, we talked about the Chico project. I want to find out what's going on that. Also, I believe you got three other gold projects going on there. So how is the planning?
Two others.
What's that?
Got two others.
Yeah. So how is the planning coming along for this summer's work program, and when is start time?
Well, the planning's coming real well. It's taken us several months to get the planning all scheduled, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot to it. This northwestern part of British Columbia, where the Forest Kerr property is located, it's in a corner of the province that did not have power. It does now. It's now got road access. It's all great. We should be in there by the mid to end of June. There's quite a snowpack still.
Really?
Yeah, it gives us about 5 to 6 months of actual work up in that area. It's pretty extreme mountainous, extremely what you would call old volcanic. It's pretty unique in its own right in terms of discovery potential and old past producers and current producers coming online. I mean, it's home to very, very high grades.
You know, the region that you guys are in is the Golden Triangle. Would you give my listeners how important that area is and some of the big discoveries that are coming out of that area?
Well, in terms of endowment, gold endowment and silver, it's probably the richest area to explore and mine in the world. You've got historic mining there at Eskay Creek and Snip, where Eskay's grades were, it was the richest, highest grade mine in the world in its day. All around an ounce a ton. It's what they mined for years. And they produced, on top of that, about 160 million ounces of silver. And then Snip was also a high-grade mine. The new one, Pretium, is coming on stream. Could be in another month they'll pour their first bar. That's an incredibly high-grade discovery, and it's got about 20 years of mine life.
You know, the last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about the Chico project. I think you guys own 70-80% of that. Can you give us an update on that project?
Yeah, we'll earn over the next 3-4 years up to 80%. It's moving along. I've got an IP survey ordered before we get in there and actually, we'll virtually be able to go in there and start drilling. And I think we'll get in there this fall. Once things start freezing up, because it's easier to mobilize when things are frozen. It's just south of the Athabasca Basin, where all the big uranium mines are. It's in a very new gold belt, I shouldn't say new, but a passed over gold belt that's Silver Standard has bought Claude Resources just to my north. And they're building the resource on the old Claude Resource mine at the Santoy deposit. They've just come out with some tremendous news. And that's only 40 kilometers to the north. We're on the same structural feature. And I think, our project is almost drill ready, but it's always smarter to do a little more geophysics to get a handle on exactly where we want to be. But we know where we want to drill. We just want to be a little smarter before we actually spend that kind of money.
What kind of targets are we looking at? Any historic info available you can give to us?
Oh, lots. Fair amount of historic information there. And oddly enough, done by some of the same people that were in the early days discovering over in the Forest Kerr. As a matter of fact, our chairman, Ron Nedolinski. We've got past historic grades drilled on the property that are running in the 4 to 8 ounce range. We've done a lot of surface sampling there over the last little while, and those results are fantastic. We've got an area that we could put a drill in there right now and do a series of holes at 45 degrees and start probably hitting stuff from surface.
So this is nothing new to anybody. You have no revenues on the balance sheet.
Nope.
When do you think we might actually get some balance revenues falling on the balance sheet? And what's your game plan? Are we going to farm this out? Or are we going to do everything in-house?
Well, this is very much an exploration company. We've got three really good gold projects. The third one is up in the Yukon. I don't foresee any revenue generated for a significant amount of time, and I don't intend to be around when that happens and if it happens. We will have sold it to a major by then. That's kind of the formula that works. It's been working the last 10 years, and I think you're going to see more of it.
Jim Pettit is my guest today. He is CEO of Abin Resources. Well, they trade up on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ABN.V. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABNAF. Is there any other plans for the company this year?
Well, we will be mobilizing in another month and a half for Forest Kerr. That's going to be the first one. We've got zones in there to start with, and in and around the boundary zone, it's called, where we've got a tremendous amount of historic information, where you've got old holes drilled by Noranda, for example, that are basically an ounce a ton over 11 meters. This is all on the books. We've got another zone just within a half a kilometer of that that's almost 10 grams over 29 meters. These are historic drill holes. Now, a company like Noranda was specifically looking for a style of deposit. Even though they hit this, they didn't follow them up because it didn't suit the model. That SK was a VMS-style deposit, and that's what they were looking for, to duplicate in the area. We've now got another model we're looking at that's Pretium, which is more of a structurally controlled environment where you can get some really high grades in the veins. And if the veins are all lined up properly and close enough together, you can have an amazing discovery.
Well, my question to you today is that we're not going to be doing any of this until around the end of June. Is that correct?
Yep.
And then obviously we did an NI 43-101. Are we sitting on a million ounces, 5 million ounces? Can you give us any kind of
Well, we don't have a 43-101 done on the Forest Kerr.
Okay.
We've got 20,000 samples that have been done historically and over 100 drill holes historically. So we've compiled all that information in what's called data compilation, and that's guiding us. That's the guiding light for us right now. And we're not there yet in terms of developing a resource. We want to go up and reconfirm a lot of old holes and try to expand on that. And that's where you start.
And we're going to confirm.
You need to have that historic information
right
to guide you.
And that's what we're going to do next year in June?
Yeah.
My guest
this year.
Yes, absolutely. My guest today is Jim Pettit. He is the CEO of Abin Resources. They trade on the TSX Venture up in Canada under the ticker symbol ABN.V. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABNAF. Historically pricing, looking at gold companies, their market cap's only $2.6 million. My judgment is very, very undervalued, and their float is only 28.13 million shares. In closing, Jim, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Other than some volatility in the market, as we were discussing prior to the interview, that's been a big thing. I mean, it's gold has tested some new, well, more recent lows and bounced off them. It's doing well. I think the gold market is solid. The Forest Kerr area will have over $100 million spent on it this year.
Wow.
The area in Quebec that's got all that interest as well is very similar. It's got 100 to 200 million being spent. There is a tremendous gold market going on up in Canada. And it's like we have a lot of U.S. shareholders in this in our stock now. And it's one of the few places where you can go.
Absolutely.
That's stable.
I concur with you. And I concur that the, gold just being a little bit over $1,200 an ounce, I think we go up $300 or $400 an ounce here in the next 18 months. I really do, with the instability of what's going on here in America and around the world. Hey, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to get an update from you and what's going on with your company. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show, give us an update here in late June, maybe 1st of July, and let us know what the prognosis is.
Well, I'll do it for sure.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.